A former Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efiankra, has apologized to the people of Ghana and the President for everything that happened in Brazil and the performance of the Black Stars. Mr. Efiankra and his deputy, Joseph Yamin, were removed from the Sports Ministry in the wake of the country's disastrous exit from the 2014 World Cup. The President, John Dramani Mahama, took the decision 48 hours after the country crashed out of the World Cup and chaos in the Stars camp over the delay in paying players' appearance fees. The former minister, who returned home last night from Brazil, had a chat with Radio Ghana Sports correspondent Prince Peace Suman at Kutuka International Airport.
Mr. Efiankra arrived at exactly 10 p.m. last night from the Turkish Airways and was dressed in his black African print and was glad to be back home. He was the leader of Ghana's delegation and was sorry that he couldn't fulfill his promise that he was going to make history at the 2014 FIFA World Cup. The former sports minister congratulated the new minister for youth and sports, Mahama Ayariga, and Mr. Ankra again promised to make account of every cedi spent in Brazil.
Thank you very much. I wasn't expecting the media here, but I like to say that I'm glad to be back. You know that the past few days have been very, very challenging for me. We went to Brazil with the expectation that we were going to do better than our previous performance. Unfortunately, that did not happen, and therefore Ghanaians are justifiably disappointed and angry. I am more disappointed than anybody else, and as leader of the delegation, I would like to use this opportunity to apologize to all Ghanaians for what happened and also for the behavior of the team, both on the field and off the pitch. Many, many things happened for which I'll give an appropriate account at the right time. Needless to say that I feel the pain and disappointment of Ghanaians. Let me also use this opportunity to thank the President for the opportunity to serve as Minister of Sports. He has a prerogative to appoint and disappoint at any given time, and it was a very challenging ministry, and I thank all the people who worked with us there, the Chief Director, the Chief Accountant, all the directors and all the members of staff and all the relationships that we built. I'd like to use this opportunity to apologize to the President also, because I promised him that we're going to make history and we couldn't, and therefore I've disappointed him. Needless to say that I believe that the lessons that we've learned in Brazil will help us to consolidate. Let me also use the opportunity to congratulate my brother and friend Honorable Mahama Ayariga for his new assignment, and I wish him well, and I'm ready and willing to support him to succeed. Let me also thank our numerous sponsors. Indeed, without them, we wouldn't have succeeded in what we did. We're very, very grateful to them. As I promised during the preparations, I would account for every seat that we took from our sponsors. And so I just came back. I have to report to the President and to the Chief of Staff, have a briefing with the new minister, and then I'll be able to speak to the Ghanaian public. And by then, everything will be ready. There's nothing to hide. I will provide all the necessary information will account for every city. I know there's a lot that has gone on, a lot of stories, a lot of fabrications. I don't want to go into all those things now. At an appropriate time, I will speak and set the record straight, and I know that the truth will stand. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Former Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efiankra, talking to Prince Peace Esuman.